Cheryl Fonts, director of the Land Conservancy, said the Moonshine Party will be co-hosted at the Swanner Eco Center. It's Tuesday the 9th, 5 to 9 p.m.
We are encouraging people to get tickets in advance, either on our website, which is wesaveland.org, or the Swanner's website, or on our Facebook pages. Lash LaRue will be playing. We've got some wonderful auction items. We have an opportunity drawing. We have food from a variety of local sources, so we're pretty excited about that, too. You do have to be a member of the Swanner or the Summit Land Conservancy to participate, and that's because of the alcohol rules in the state of Utah. So if you have donated to either organization or donated to the Summit Land Conservancy in the last year, since September 2013, or joined Swanner in the last year, then you can purchase your tickets at the member prices. But we are offering a reduced membership to encourage people to come and join. So if you go on the website, you'll be able to see, and if people have questions about whether or not they're members, they can always call either organization. And
she said the cost is $25 for a member. On a related item, she said her group has been harvesting hops around town.
Helena Sedaris, our AmeriCorps intern this year, ran the hops program for us, and we had a lot of people who came out and hiked with us all summer long and watched the hops grow. And we harvested them, was it last week? Mm-hmm. 42 pounds of hops. And that's after we had pulled the little hops heads, the cones, off of the vines. So right now they are in a vat being brewed into open space beer. We're very excited about this. Wasatch Brewing is supporting our efforts in this with this brew, and we're calling it something sort of funny and different that really has nothing to do with what we do every day. It's called Clothing Hoptional, and we'll have an unveiling of that on October 23rd.
She said 42 pounds of hops could be turned into some 400 gallons of beer. She said it will be sold at the Wasatch Brew Pub. Finally, City Council recently approved a plan for a conservation easement on the Diamble Oak parcel. She said, in line with recent city policy, the land was reviewed by the city's Open Space Advisory Committee, or COSAC.
If people are familiar with the Gamble Oak open space above the Airy and April Mountain and Solimere, kind of connects into Lost Prospector, the COSAC committee sat down and looked at it and said, yes, you know, it's important wildlife habitat. Yes, it's important for trails. Yes, it's important for open space and viewshed protection. So COSAC recommended to the city council that they do move ahead with a conservation easement. And last week, the council agreed that, yes, that would be the plan. So we are moving forward.
Cheryl Fonts from the Summit Land Conservancy. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.